Petition for Mary Natzel, N-A-T-Z-E-L, October 9, 47, addresses a letter Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R, 953-5330. Dear Dr. Kabir, I saw Mrs. Natzel at your request. I know her from before, back in October 2019. On a prior acute kidney injury thought to be related to pre-renal ATN, did not require dialysis, returned to normal. She was admitted to the hospital from August 23 to August 27 because of severe hypertension and mental status changes, blood pressure as high as 230. They adjusted medications, workup, CT scan of the brain, MRI of the brain did not show acute process. Was on sinus rhythm, comes accompanied with daughter and husband. There was no documented heart attack, TIS, stroke, pneumonia, or urinary tract infection, did not require blood transfusion, no anemia or intestinal bleeding. Was having some frontal headache. There was some confusion, but apparently that has improved. She denies any change of weight, which presently is around 142. Says to be eating well without vomiting, dysphagia. There is no diarrhea, bleeding. Some frequency, urgency, but no infection, cloudiness of blood or incontinence. Presently no chest pain, palpitation or lightheadedness. Has problems of insomnia, denies gross dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen or sleep apnea. She has problems of very vivid dreams, threatening, but she has not fell out of bed, and there is no reported acting up or movement of the arms or legs or any speech on her sleep. Next paragraph, freezing medications includes for blood pressure bistolic, B-Y-S-T-O-L-I-C, 20 milligrams. Amlodipine, which is 2.5 milligrams. COSAR 100 divided doses, and clonidine patches 0.1. Also Zetia, Pepcid, Plavix, Gabapentin. She did not bring her medication boxes, only the list. There is some discrepancies between your notes, hospital, and what she brought. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight is 142. She knows that we are in September 2022. She knows that today was a Tuesday. She thought it was the 14th. It's actually 13th. She was able to answer simple questions. She impressed me as still having some issues with memory, and it takes longer for her to put things together. I did not did any formal memory testing. Blood pressure running high, 180/72 on the right, sitting position standing 168/70, on the left sitting position 178/70. There was no respiratory distress. She recognizes me, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, some muscle wasting, some pallor of the skin, no gross skin rash, mucosal abnormalities or palpable lymph nodes, no neck masses or thyroid, no localized valvulitis, no respiratory distress, no pleural effusion, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, no gross abdominal distension or tenderness, no gross palpable liver, spleen, or ascites, no gross edema or focal deficit. Today, I did not see any rigidity or tremors. Next paragraph, I review the discharge notes from McLaren, the report of CT scan, MRI, and EKG, chest X-ray without pulmonary edema. Next paragraph, creatinine has been normal, around 0.6, 0.7. The most recent sodium in the hospital was running low, in the 120s at the time of discharge 132, with a low potassium, a normal bicarbonate, normal chloride, calcium, albumin, liver function test not elevated. Normal glucose, hemoglobin at 13.5, normal platelets and white blood cells. Urine analysis, trace of blood, no protein, no cells, no bacteria. Minor increase of TSH, but normal 3T4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent hypertensive crisis accompanied with decreased mental status without evidence of acute abnormalities on CT scan and MRI of the brain, no seizure activity, no pulmonary edema, preserved kidney function, no activity in the urine for the most part for blood protein or inflammatory cells. She says to be compliant with medications and trying to keep low sodium in the diet. I have a feeling that there is some degree of persistent mental status changes. I'm concerned that she might have early problems of dementia. Alternative, the recent hypertension, encephalopathy, is still causing her some issues with cognitive function. We are going to do a kidney arterial Doppler to rule out renal artery stenosis. We need to double check what true blood pressure medications she's doing at home and that she's not taking anti-inflammatory agents. I saw a note of potentially taking Mobic. The low sodium was new in the hospital, not a presentation. We will update new chemistries to document that is returning to normal and not causing further changes on mental status. If persistent potassium in the low side, we will test it for adrenal function. She needs to check blood pressure at home. Notice that her blood pressure is systolic of the elderly. There was some blood pressure drop on standing, but does not reach significance of more than 20 points systolic. We'll see what the new testing shows. We will adjust blood pressure medications accordingly. Police will discuss at length with the patient, the daughter, and the husband. End of dictation.